Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Time for KER Politics. Got a really good show lined up for this week. Some very interesting things going on in America that Jimmy and I are going to opine on. And I know that our regular bloggers also have some opinions on what's going on. I'm going to talk a little bit about what's going on with Merrick Garland. I simply do not understand how somebody like Hunter Biden can be totally shadowed, I guess I would have to say, from some of the things that we know he has done. I would imagine that shadowing would also be in fact in existence with the president, and that's a little bit too bad. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Menendez in the second segment. That's a pretty strange situation as far as I'm concerned. Then we're going to go into the Ukraine, which continues to be probably the major segment that's going on in the world. And then in the final segment, we're going to wrap up everything we've been talking about. Jimmy, you want to add to that?
No, I think we just kind of will roll through those topics. Yeah. I think, you know, this Garland hearings this week and a lot of other political issues are crazy. Menendez, there's a lot of stuff behind the scene with what's going on that. That's going to be headline news for a while. There's some very interesting behind-the-scene politics to consider with Menendez. And, of course, Ukraine, there's some also very interesting politics behind the scenes as Poland backs out of a little bit of support. And, of course, what's happening with Gavin Newsom, what's happening with Trump, what's happening with the different campaigns. I think all that is very interesting, and you know, people ought to consider what's happening out there as we watch the collapse of civilization, it appears. I don't know.
You bet. You know, Jimmy, I have to say, after almost 90 years looking at politics, my confusion gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the reason I say that is there are some topics, most of the political topics right now, I understand them very well, but I simply don't know how things can come down that way in supposedly the greatest country in the world. The one that really, really gets me is the fact that Merrick Garland can answer questions regarding Hunter Biden simply by saying, I'm not going to answer those questions, period. What's the we know what the reason for that is, Jimmy, but opine on that, would you?
Yeah, so the Department of Justice got themselves into a very deep bind right now, and that's primarily because Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice have gone out of their way, along with other previous Departments of Justice, to protect certain political individuals inside Washington, D.C. And, of course, Hunter Biden is the perfect example of that. And, of course, they're going after, strongly going after their political opponents and people that would question the power inside Washington. So what Garland had to do in front of the House Oversight Committee this week is face questions from Republicans, mostly conservatives, on how he's been operating the office. And there are factual events that show that he's targeting Americans while simultaneously protecting criminal activities from very powerful political individuals like Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. So those questions are coming forward, the facts are coming out, and the deeper they go into the problem, the more he has to divert and actually try to intimidate others in order to keep them silenced. And this is exactly how authoritarian leaders work, how they've always worked. And of course, he's claiming that now he's just defending the people and the government and the United States. But the reality is it's pretty clear he is bent over backwards in stifling David Weiss, the special prosecutor now, but formerly the Delaware prosecuting attorney there, the federal prosecutor there. And of course, David Weiss has gone out of his way to kind of help Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and not investigate. And that's becoming factually proven by documents from IRS whistleblowers that show that the Department of Justice had stonewalled investigations and interviews in order to allow very significant tax evasion situations expire for their over the statute of limitations. And of course, Merrick Garland can't answer these questions because if he does, he puts himself in a perjury situation. But it does look like he's getting more and more pressure, and there is apparently more and more media starting to pay attention to it, Al.
Yeah, more and more media is starting to pay attention to it. I would have to say, though, Jimmy, that the response that I get in my day-to-day life about some of these allegations are, that's just what there are. They are only allegations. There's no truth to them. I actually had one person yesterday tell me, I think Merrick Garland is the most intelligent office holder that we've ever had.
Well, that, I mean, again, if you're manipulated by the media, that's the way you're going to perceive things. But here are the facts. The FBI, somebody in the Richmond, Virginia office wrote a paper calling Catholics, conservative Catholics, right-wing extremists, or domestic, yeah, potentially domestic terrorists. That's a fact. That document was out. That nobody has been fired for that incident. Merrick Garland tried to defend himself from that. But the reality is, you can't really defend yourself from some sort of from a factual document that came out from the FBI.
No.
You've got numerous cases where the FBI and the Department of Justice have failed to prosecute political allies of the Democratic Party, and numerous cases where they've bent over backwards to attack others. Now, we're going to go into the next segment. We're going to talk about Menendez, and we're going to talk some of the background of why Menendez was targeted under the Obama administration's Justice Department and the potential that it could be a similar issue this way, but it looks like they've got the goods on him. But again, that shows the level of corruption in Washington, D.C., and the fact that the Department of Justice is really there to protect the Capitol and to protect the government, almost like the Capitol, like in the Hunger Games, protect them rather than actually protect the interests of the people, the best interests of the people. There's a lot of contradictory problems out there in the United States right now that the Department of Justice is proving to be the primary responsible power broker in, and he is not taking responsibility at an even keel for justice, and it's fairly clear. So anybody that makes the comment that he's the greatest guy out there is pretty naive.
Well, I have to agree with that, Jimmy, but I also want to say that it is so confusing to me right now, as I mentioned to you off mic before we started recording, it is so confusing to me how things could happen that are occurring in the United States right now. How could you have a president that has so many allegations against him for wrongdoing? I don't get it, Jim. How can that happen in America?
Well, you got to compare it. Under the Trump administration, the allegations were significant and constant. And again, the Russia collusion narrative, all of that information was speculative, leaked information from the FBI and the Department of Justice and political entities, which appeared to be a lot of corruption. So if you're looking at it from a Democrat, leftist side, you're seeing all these allegations and accusations, you think there's something to it. Now, what we're seeing on this term are similar types of information coming out, though the media is trying to suppress it rather than talk about it. They're trying to suppress it, and most of it is coming out with factual documentation.
Yeah.
So we're still seeing the suppression, but the wild allegations of the previous administration, they're similar in the number, but they're definitely different in the scope and the facts behind them.
I think they very definitely are. Jimmy, gonna take a real quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna be right back.